Farm Talk from the Northern Ag Expo at the Legacy Seeds booth. That's where we're at. But right now we're into Technology Tuesday, a feature we do every Tuesday. Just talk technology. Man, there is so much technology, and Precision Ag is based on computers and computer-driven and computer-originated. There's more technology in a cab nowadays, and it used to be just a tractor cab. But Technology Tuesday is brought to you by High Plains Apache, where there's a lot of computing power in the sprayer cab. And here from High Plains Apache, Ben Gordon joins us. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
And how are you today?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Good. They said you drew the short straw and handed it. They drew the short straw and handed it to you to come up here.
There we go.
Thanks for coming to the Fargo Dome.
So. First for everything.
Yeah. Well, it gives you a chance to come up to the Northern Ag Expo.
And, yep.
Now, this has been a great fall for a lot of field work. Tiling guys love it. The guys building bins love it. Spraying is kind of did still, though, come to a screeching halt, though, early October?
Yep.
Pretty much?
Yep. About then, yep.
Yeah. But what kind of a fall has it been for High Plains Apache sprayers?
It's been good, other than the battle of trying to get stuff on the ground and shipped and get it here and ready to get out to our customers. It's been really good.
So yeah.
Can't complain. Could be a lot worse.
Now, do you, the parts thing, combines, talking to a farmer earlier from Minnesota, and you know, and his, the combine, he's driving down the road and all of a sudden it just shut down. And the computer told him it, you know, time to quit, being an injector or something like. So, There's a lot of, and then it took 2 days to fix, and he should have been combining. So is the sprayer technology, is that real advanced, and is it throwing some monkey wrenches into the operation, or is that not true so much in the spraying world?
It can be, but we're very fortunate with our two mechanics at a Fargo, and the guys in Mandan, too. You know, that I always tell people the best part of only selling sprayers is we only sell sprayers. So our parts, we're only stocking sprayer parts, which means that we always have parts. Our mechanics know Apache sprayers and Apache sprayers only. And so they're very good with that. Technology-wise, there's more, you know, that you need to be on top of, but there's also, the good side is a lot of troubleshooting can be done remote. It can be a call to one of our guys and they can walk you through it over the phone, which is huge because so I get asked a lot, you know, you got a dealership in Fargo, but I'm in Pembina. And so how does that work? And thankfully we have good techs and a lot of stuff that can be done remote too.
Back when I was spraying, in the middle of the previous century, all we worried about was enough pressure, get the PTO turning enough to get enough pressure to spray. And I think there was just maybe one nozzle that came with the sprayer. Now we've got new different nozzles and you know, variable rate. There's just so many good things about and maintaining the latest technology in a sprayer is also, do you need to update a lot?
Not really. A lot of the stuff, I mean, older stuff, maybe the support might not be there, you know, as you move on from it, more so from the factory. But you get three-way, five-way nozzles, and then the PWM, you can choose your pressure instead of trying to build up your pressure to a certain point, like you said. That's where a lot of our, like our capstan and Hawkeye, has become real popular with being able to control the pulsating and the pressure, for your speed of spraying and your slowdown and your turn compensation and all that.
Now, they had a sprayer, a jet technology seminar here earlier today, and I guess does a different company make a lot of difference, or is there a standardized nozzle types that work for everybody?
A lot of what we do is the T-Jet. That's just kind of who we're hooked up with as far as...
And that was the seminar they had here today. It was T-Jet,
A lot of T-Jet, and luckily our parts guy, Jay, in Fargo here has been doing this forever. So he knows a nozzle tip and a nozzle body and all that like nobody else does. So.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I don't have to really worry about a lot of that.
That is good. Now, your job with High Plains Apache is what? What's your job title?
I don't know, even know what my title would be. I guess territory sales rep, I guess.
All right. You do whatever Tyler says, huh?
Yep, pretty much.
Which is why you're here today.
Yep. No, I hop in the pickup in the morning and basically pick a direction and pull into a yard and try to strike up a conversation or leave a magnetic card on the shop door, and hopefully someday they'll remember that that Apache guy, that he wasn't such a bad guy. Let's give him a call when they're ready.
So. Yeah, all right. Are you seeing increased interest in sales of Apache sprayers?
Yeah, it's been really good. Really good. We've had real good luck with the Beat guys in this area. Lighter machine is a big part of it, or just the efficiency of a self-propelled versus a pole type, whether your road speed or getting into a field, getting started, and the technology. I know with the pole types, they've come along with the pulsating and all that, but it's been really good.
The people who have owned an Apache sprayer for a number of years say, I bought this one because it's so simple and easy to work on, and it's just a simpler machine. Is that still true?
Very true. The mechanical versus hydro, there's a lot less going on, which means it's a lot less noise in the cab. There's nothing, not near as much going on underneath you. We harp on the maintenance a lot too, because there's just a lot less to go wrong, essentially. You don't have your expensive wheel motors, a lot less oil. It's simple. I've had a few demos and guys say, well, geez, this is just like driving a pickup, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to your speed, you choose your RPM with gear wise, and you get to your headland, and you throttle back, make your turn, and you go again. So.
And then the variable rate again on the inside of the arc and the outside of the arc. There's a lot of difference in what type of how much product is being applied.
Yep. Yeah, efficiency is the name of the game, and that's, I mean, whether that's what your amount of chemical or your machine overall being a lot lighter, that's the one we harp on a lot too. It's pretty amazing. You go into one yard and the one guy will say, I'll never go buy anything without a pulsating system, and then the next guy will say, well, I don't really,
yeah.
What's the point of it? But it's catching on for sure. It's great. I mean, like the Hawkeye, you instead of a 9-section boom, it gives you 16 virtual sections. So there's that much more cover, I should say, less double coverage for your efficiency.
Okay. And again, the Hawkeye system, explain that a little bit.
Yeah, that's Raven's, basically their PWM system. And we can either tie into your Deer, your Green Star, plug and play with your Green Star, or it can run on the Raven Viper 4. Each nozzle's got the plunger. You set your PSI, and then that'll pulsate, and you can have your turn compensation. There's really not a whole lot more to it than that.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot more flexibility weather-wise, wind and a little more control with it.
Yeah. So. What are the tank sizes that you have available?
We go all the way down to 650. Around here, we see some 850s, a lot of thousands, and a lot of 1200s. So.
Yeah, and sprayer clean out, is that a kind of an overlooked job, that, or are farmers really good about that?
Very good. I think just the in the back of your head worrying about contamination and all that. I know, and when we get a used machine in and we're trying to turn it around, and resell it, that's pretty much the most important thing, to make dang sure that thing's cleaned out before it goes to its new home.
But yeah,
I would imagine that new owner is going to do it himself before using it. But
yeah, to put the wrong product, there's so many options now when it comes to chemistry on different crops. Better safe than sorry.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Indeed. All righty. He's Ben Gordon of High Plains Apache, and you're based out of the Fargo office, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, so you're up and down the eastern part of North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota?
Basically covering from Jamestown to St. Cloud and from the South Dakota to Canada border. So.
All right.
A lot of windshield time.
Whether it's Devil's Lake, Langdon, Grafton, or Huron, how do guys get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us, call my store, our store in Fargo, and then they'll forward your name and number on to me, and I'll give you a ring. Or a lot of what I do, if I don't find somebody at the shop, I had a card on their door, and I couldn't tell you how many times I've got a call back on that one.
All right. Well, so if you see this little piece of paper, a magnetic card on your shop door, it's probably Ben Gordon, High Plains Apache.
It means the Apache guy tried to stop by and make friends with you. Yep.
All right. Hey, did we miss anything that is important to you?
Technology-wise, I'd say, you know, with the newer stuff with the Auto Boom, the XRT that Raven offers, they switched from sonar to radar, which gave us a lot better reaction time. With that, you get your auto fold back rack dampeners on your back rack that basically gives you 110% full control of what that boom's going to do. So that's a big one. And then I guess we always just say that we have to remind people that we can plug and play with any kind of steering basically that you've got. And if you run Deer auto steer and everything else, you can plug it in to ours and plug and play. It's just a different color paint.
All right, so. High Plains Apache. All right, again, the website to get a hold of you guys.
HighPlainsApache.com.
Gotcha. All right, Ben Gordon, great to visit with you. Thank you so much, and appreciate the visit, and I learned a little bit today, too. Thank you.
I did, too.
All righty, learned how to be on the radio.
There we go.
All righty, and that is Technology Tuesday, a feature we do every Tuesday right here on Farm Talk.